Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Are ChatGPT chats saved? This is a question a lot of people have asked. You know, it gives these amazing responses when you go and use ChatGPT and other tools like that. But are they all being saved? Is there a way that you can go back and find all of your past conversations? And also, as far as privacy is concerned, are these all being saved in the cloud somewhere where someone is disseminating them and taking them apart? So that question, from a security side and also from just a usability side for users, is what we're going to dive into today. And we're going to get into, first off, how ChatGPT works, why some things are saved, and what some of the security risks are with the platform. So first, I would say it's pretty important to understand how the GPT model works. So the model that these chatbots are trained on, specifically ChatGPT, is that, you know, they're trained on a vast amount of text data, which is books, websites, and pretty much anything online. Elon Musk, when he first bought Twitter, said that they were scraping Twitter. We know that they've scraped a large portion of this from Reddit and other sites like that. So they really have been a very big data kind of vacuum of the whole internet when they do this. And the reason that's important is because the responses that it generates in real time, they originally, when they launched, they said that the model did not store any information about the conversation beyond its immediate reply. So if you would ask ChatGPT, you know, when it first launched, it would say that unlike some chatbots, you know, they don't have a database or a log file that your conversations are being saved to. But they've changed that now, because as you see, if you have a ChatGPT account and you're asking it questions, on the left-hand side, you're going to see a big long stream of all of the chats that you have had. Now, you're able to delete those, you're able to edit those, which can be a pretty powerful tool. And I wouldn't put it past them, though, if they're anything like Facebook, in a sense that when you delete one of those conversations, in my opinion, they're probably still saving that in the cloud somewhere. They're probably still saving one of those versions, because that gives them some good information. And likewise, if you edit a question you've asked them, you know, you can run a response, and you can pause it halfway through if it looks like it's going in the wrong direction, and you can re-edit your question and ask it again. And I bet you they'll save that data, because this is how they help fine-tune their model. As they see, you know, halfway through a conversation, you stop, it's telling them, okay, when someone asks this type of question and it starts saying this kind of thing, it's going in the wrong direction. And so they're running that back through their AI model, telling it, this answer was wrong, do it differently next time. Like, in the same way, you can thumbs up or thumbs down conversations, they're also telling ChatGPT that, you know, this conversation was bad, run this back through the neural net and vote this as a bad type of response, especially when they're able to see that a lot of people have asked the same question about the, you know, and received a similar response and had a negative, you know, review of it. And the reason I bring this all up is because it is in ChatGPT's, you know, best interest, especially when they're letting people use this tool for free, to store your chats, to save them so that they're able to use them. So as far as a security perspective goes, you can almost guarantee that all conversations, whether you delete them or edit them, will be saved in all forms to their database. Whether that means that they are, you know, there's a risk of that being hacked or leaked in the future is, I guess, up to whatever your opinions are on their current security. Everyone says they have, you know, the highest tech security. ChatGPT and OpenAI claim they have, you know, cutting edge security. But we still see massive companies like LastPass that are security centric being hacked. So in my opinion, anything that can be hacked will be hacked. And perhaps that's just my pessimistic opinion on cybersecurity and where it's at today. In any case, your chats are saved for you, which can be incredibly useful. Why there is not a search function to find your past chats is beyond me, because I happen to use ChatGPT all the time. And sometimes I'm trying to remember something I asked it like a month ago, and scrolling back is not very useful when I'm asking it 20 or plus or more things a day. So yeah, I think they should incorporate a search feature for users so they're able to search through their past conversations. But at the moment, they are all saved. You'll find them on the left-hand sidebar. And if you personally want to use them, that's where you can find them. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.